From r/erotica, the title of this post is Hiring a Third. Sit back and enjoy the story.
My wife Charlotte and I have been together almost 15 years, since we attended colleges next door to each other. Last year we had an unplanned threesome with an incredible woman at our friend's second wedding. We had met her at the first wedding, and were splitting an Airbnb together, and after a night of drinking and dancing it just sort of happened. My wife had expressed interest in playing with a woman at some point herself, and was open to the idea of a threesome. But we hadn't really agreed on how it with who. So when our friend Aaron started making out with her on the couch, after we vaped a ton of weed, I just let it happen until the two of them invited me to come join. After three kids, my wife's tolerance for certain positions changed, and doggy style hasn't been on the menu much, as I tend to hit her cervix in that position now. So for me, getting to redo the several positions I used to love with this other woman was really intense. At one point my wife went to the bathroom for a minute to wash some pussy juice off her face after Aaron kinda squirted a bit while I was fucking her from behind, and they were in a 69. When she came back I was in missionary with Aaron and bouncing her ass off the bed and up onto my cock, and when I looked over and locked eyes with my wife I could tell something was up. We talked about it later, and Charlotte admitted that while the night was really fun overall and she didn't regret it, she did have trouble in that moment with the jealousy of seeing me pound another woman one-on-one. We haven't had another threesome, but Charlotte has indicated she'd like to do it again, either with Aaron or with a bi friend. She said she wanted to be the center of attention, and I joked that maybe what she wanted was to straight men then. And I admit I was surprised when her eyes lit up and she blurted out, "I would love that." Now, I like the idea of my wife experimenting with another woman, even without me there, because it doesn't engage that primal jealousy of her fucking another dude, which I told her. And we kinda dropped the idea, but we'd play with the fantasy in bed. She loves sucking my fingers, especially when I'm close to coming, and eventually I bought her a suction vibrator for her birthday, which she started attaching to our mirror and asking me to spit roast her. I'll admit that watching her suck that realistic looking cock in the reflection was a turn on, and while the reality of fucking any particular friend of ours made me really uncomfortable, the fantasy aspect turned me on. We settled on a compromise and ended up having a sort of threesome with a friend of ours in from out of town after his divorce. But I didn't let him fuck Charlotte. She went down on his kinda small dick for a few minutes and then sucked him to completion while I fucked her on her side. I didn't love it until the end, when he came on her face, at which point she moaned to a really intense orgasm and I came in her pussy at the same time. At that point I started thinking I'd maybe be okay with a real threesome, which is what this story is actually about. So after our mediocre half threesome with our male friend, we started talking more about a real encounter with someone. I'd often used the toy in her pussy hole fucking her ass, and she told me she really wanted to try that with a real chalk cock. I was still uncomfortable letting someone we knew fuck her. Sometime we'd have to see again and were friends with on social media. So I suggested that maybe during our planned anniversary trip to Amsterdam we could hire a professional, someone experienced with couples and who would have an test. Charlotte immediately jumped at the chance and asked me to do all the admin and pick someone out. I browsed a bunch of escort services, and after getting over the sticker shock I gave her a few choices. One was a tall black dude built like a silverback and with a thick and heavy cock like a Vinekin of Arizona tea. And I was really relieved when she said she thought it would be painful to try DPP with him. I'm a respectable 7'5" ain't girthy, and while I'm fit I'll admit I was a bit intimidated by his profile. She ended up picking a slim swarthy guy with a six-pack whose stage name was Nick Steele. I agreed, especially since his dick in the profile pics was about the same as mine, maybe a bit longer, but similar in size to our dildo. I made the arrangements and that was that, and we scheduled him for 3 hours on the second night in Amsterdam. We talked about ground rules, that he wouldn't get to fuck her anally and that at any point I was allowed to tap in and get her mouth or her pussy to myself if I felt uncomfortable. As the trip got closer, we did a lot more spitroast play at home and she came harder and harder the more we did it. By now she would rather have my fingers in her mouth than on her clit, and I knew this would be something really special for her. The big night arrived and we smoked a joint on the way back from the restaurant and had a glass of wine at the hotel. Both of us a jangle of nerves. Nick arrived and presented us with a bottle of Brut and we all had a glass while we talked and started to relax a bit. He let us know that this was all about our pleasure, and at any point either of us should allow things down if we got uncomfortable. Charlotte was wearing a red dress, with a lacy bra and panties underneath. I said, "Shall we get started?" and she grinned, and immediately unzipped and dropped her dress to the floor, barefoot and shaking with excitement. Nick went to her and kissed her deeply as he started to caress her ass and breasts, and I got behind her and started kissing her neck. After a minute, one of his hands disappeared between her legs while I fondled her tits and she turned her head to make out with me, his fingers wetly sliding in and out of her dripping pussy. He started fingering her faster and faster, and she just stared at me wide-eyed as he got her off for the first of what would be many times that night. After she came, she collapsed on the bed and just pointed at us. We both started to disrobe, and when we were down to our briefs, she sat up and started rubbing us both under the cloth. When she felt Nick, her eyebrows went up, and she tugged his briefs down until his cock popped out. There's showers and there's growers, and Nick was a grower. His profile showed a decent-sized cock, but in real life, as it started to pulse into an erection, his dick grew to a longer penis than most of the ones I'd seen in porn. Charlotte burst into laughter as she started stroking it, saying, "What the fuck am I supposed to do with this? It wasn't even as girthy as me, and the head was smallish, but it was at least 10 inches long, or longer, and stuck straight out towards my wife's mouth." She looked up at me as if for permission, and I nodded before she pursed her lips and kissed the head, then opened her mouth and started to suck the end a bit, then tried to put more in her mouth, until she got as far down as she could, no more than a third of it disappearing before it hit her throat. She pulled up and laughed a bit after it kinda choked her, and it took a minute to compose herself while Nick and I also laughed. I felt pretty relaxed in the moment, and I was hard as a rock as she took a deep breath and started to blow him again, pushing herself onto his cock while one hand stroked him slowly and the other cupped his balls. After what felt like ages, she remembered I was there and gave me some attention, licking my shaft and then sucking while Nick gently pushed the back of her head further onto me until I was worried I'd start to come. I pulled it and went to pour myself another glass of brut as he got her to lie on her stomach at the edge of the bed, her face inches from his dick while he massaged her shoulders until she opened her mouth again, until he started thrusting gently but deeply into her face, keeping a steady rhythm as I got behind her and buried my face in her ass, licking from her clit up to her asshole the way I knew she loved. She came twice like this, so hard that she stopped attending to Nick altogether to moan and writhe under my tongue, then flipped herself onto her back and told me to fuck her. I knew I was too close to orgasm to get inside her in that moment, so I shook my head and pointed to her pussy, indicating to Nick to take the first turn. He got between her legs and pulled her hips up, running the length of his enormous cock across her vulva and up her clit, then gently pushed the head into her dripping vagina, just the tip, before pulling out and repeating. She lay there, gripping the blankets in her fists, and shut her eyes while he started to penetrate her deeper with each stroke and pulling all the way out each time, teasing her to the point of cruelty, until she wrapped her legs around him and pulled him in as far as he would go, which still wasn't all the way. He fucked her deliberately with a slow, steady rhythm, until she had an orgasm that lasted about 2 minutes. Then upped his speed and rubbed her clit with his thumb, finally pulling out completely, with no notice, so she squirted, her eyes going wide with surprise and her mouth open in silent orgasmic shock. I was in a trance watching this huge cock fuck my partner of 15 years, and was still hard as a rock, until Nick chuckled a bit and got off the bed, going to the bathroom to wash a bit of my wife's cum off his chest and hands. She immediately jumped onto her hands and knees and told me, "Fuck me now. Just pound me." I got behind her and started to fuck her hard and fast until Nick returned a minute later and kissed her deeply. "Give me your cock," she begged, and sat back on his knees as she gobbled as much of it as she could, my thrust pushing her mouth further onto his shaft as she gagged and moaned to another orgasm. I put a bit of lube on my fingers and started to play with her asshole, which was opening an invitation, until I pulled out and put the head of my cock into it and gently started to fuck her. She never took her mouth off of Nick after this until she looked back at me and asked, "Want to try?" I nodded, grinning, and slowly pulled out. Nick slid down the bed, lying on his back, and Charlotte got above him and giggled again while she lowered herself onto his long, slim cock. She rode him slowly as she got used to his length, in this position, and then looked back at me with a smile. I kneeled on either side of Nick's legs and gently pushed my cock back into Charlotte's ass as she passionately kissed our guest. I held myself still once I was mostly in and let her control the motions, rocking herself back onto both of us, sliding forwards with wet noises. Then looked back and said, "Okay, now you can fuck me." I started to thrust, my balls knocking against Nick's, and I could feel him inside her pussy, just a thin bit of flesh between my cock and his. My orgasm was building, and I wanted to slow down, but Charlotte moaned, "Don't stop," so I kept my rhythm. And she pulled Nick's fingers into her mouth and sucked them hard, bobbing her head up and down, while his other hand stimulated her clit. I fucked her until I came, which she did as well, with the two cocks in her into extra hands of stimulation. I was still hard and I stayed in her ass, until she rolled off of us and went straight to the bathroom to clean up a bit. Nick and I just kinda looked at each other, and he said, "Great job," at which point I laughed at the absurdity of it all. Charlotte came back out and lay on the bed, her head on Nick's chest, and I took my turn to go clean up a bit after my anal orgasm. I splashed some water on my face and waited a minute before going out, by which time Nick was back on top of her, her legs held back and thrusting slower and gently. "How do you want to come?" she asked him, and he knew she was probably hitting her limit. "However you want me to," he replied, and she looked at me with a grin before telling him, "I want you to jerk yourself onto my face." He smiled and grabbed some lube, while she got on her knees on the bed and he stood above her, using both his hands together to stroke himself. She tongued his balls while he stroked, and when he started to tense up, she leaned back and closed her eyes. And after a minute, he groaned and shot his cum onto her chin, then across her face, then again, spurting 8 or 9 times until she was a sloppy mess, laughing to herself. Then she looked at me and asked, "Do I look pretty?" By then I was hard again, and got above her as well, and she started rubbing my balls and stroking Nick again while I lubed myself and jerked off hard and fast until I started to come. My second orgasm pulsing out, without the distance of Nick's, but dripping across her face and covering what remained. She lay back, exhausted, and Nick said, "We still have just over an hour, if you'd like me to stay. Or I can get going and let you two alone for the night." Charlotte said, "No, stay, let's all shower." And the three of us adjourned to a steamy wash-off. Charlotte let us rinse first, and let the cum drip off her face and onto her tits, rubbing it across her body before soaping up and rinsing clean. Nick was by now hard again, and she turned to me and started making out while guiding him once again into her pussy. He fucked her fast, and only lasted a few minutes before he started to come, at which point she turned and dropped to her knees, taking him in her mouth, and sucking every drop out of him. She swallowed before she let him out of her mouth, and smiled up at me. Nick said, "Thank you for an amazing evening. I hope you had a great time as well," and we thanked him and said our goodbyes. He dressed and let himself out, while Charlotte and I cuddled on the bed and talked about the night. We haven't repeated this experience yet, but lately we've been talking about where to go for our next anniversary, and Amsterdam seems like it might become a regular destination.